your discomfort holds you back. Ben Franklin said that there's no progress without a great deal of discomfort, and he was right. You have to be willing to do what you're not comfortable doing in order to really advance and succeed. And if you're willing to be uncomfortable and you embrace discomfort, you'll find that you can handle it very easily. If you try to avoid discomfort, you're always going to be uncomfortable. The first thing you need to do is to determine what you want to sell and to whom you should sell it, or I should say turn that around, who you want to sell to and what you want to sell to them. And everybody has a particular natural market that they're going to be better at than other people. It may be people who are in the same age range as you are. It may be people who have similar backgrounds to yours, or ethnic backgrounds similar to yours, or have similar educational experiences or cultural experiences, but people who you feel an affinity to. I called one company down in St. Louis who I really wanted to do business with, and I put them on my own prospecting list. And I called six times, and I talked to the assistant to the vice president I wanted to talk to, and she kept saying, "I can't take a message, just I'll give you his voicemail message." And I said, "I don't leave voicemail messages." And she said, "Well, that's too bad, because I can't take the message." The seventh time I called at lunchtime, and I figured out that she goes from lunch to 1 to 2, so I called at like 1:15, and somebody else answered the phone. And I gave her my prospecting offer, and she said only Joe so-and-so can answer, you know, can give you an answer to that question. So I said, "Well, don't give me his voicemail message, his voicemail." So she said, "Why not?" So I said, "I don't leave voicemail messages because they mainly annoy people." And she laughed, and she said, "You're right." So she said, "I tell you what I'll do. If you're willing to call here and after 6 o'clock, between 6 and 7, I'll give you his private line. You'll be able to reach him then." So I said, "Okay." So she gave me his private number. And I said, "Now, let me ask you, why are you giving me his private number?" And she says, "Well, I know he wants what you have to offer." And I said, "And why am I calling him between 6 and 7? So she said, "Joe's a workaholic. He doesn't leave here until like 8 or 9 o'clock at night. And that's the only time he'll pick up his phone." And so I said, "Well, is it okay if I tell him you gave me the number?" She says, "I wouldn't give it to you if it wasn't okay."